Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. It's now time for Let's Talk Pella. My guest today is Clayton Korver, Director of Operations for the Kyle Korver Foundation and President of Sear Outfitters.
All right, Clayton, so thank you for joining me here on Let's Talk Pella today. Pretty exciting. You guys have an event coming up tomorrow, which will be Saturday. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, we were talking with our real good friend, Wade Van Bark, and he was sharing a story about one of their good memories of Blake was when he was walking around Chicago bringing coats to one of Kyle's coat drives. He played for the Chicago Bulls. And so we kind of thought, well, we should probably do one for Central Iowa because there's people who need coats all the time, and it gets really cold. So we thought that we have a store in town at 720 North Main Street, and we're going to use that as the drop site. And we contacted Crossroads, and they were very, very excited about the possibility of doing a coat drive. And so we thought it was perfect. So we decided to do it.
And I guess I mentioned it as an event, but really it's a kind of a several week long event, but the kickoff is going to be Saturday. Is that correct?
Yep, Saturday. Our store is going to be open from 10 to 2. We have high school girls that are working for us, and they'll be collecting coats. And then we'll be open all of Thanksgiving week, except for Thanksgiving Day. And then every Thursday, Friday, Saturday throughout December.
So what is it that you're looking for people to bring when you say a coat drive? Is it any coats? And then if it's not applicable to the weather that we're currently having, you'll just hold on till the spring? What are you kind of looking for people to bring in?
I think we're looking for new or gently used winter coats. So coats that are going to keep people really warm. You know, I grew up in Iowa. That wind coming across, you know, the plains is freezing cold. And so the goal is just to keep as many people warm as possible this winter.
So you mentioned in our conversation yesterday that there might be some rewards for people who do some of that donating. Is that something that you can tell us a little bit more about?
Absolutely. So we found just a box full of old signed stuff from my older brother. And so we have Sixers jerseys and Utah Jazz jerseys. We have bobbleheads from Creighton and bobbleheads from the Sixers. We have signed shoes from his days back then. And the sizes range from kid sizes to adult sizes. And so we're just going to be giving those away. So every day we're going to give something away. So you can come in and just sign up for a raffle, and we're going to pull the winner. So we would encourage you to bring in a coat when you do come and sign up, because that's kind of why we're doing it. But also we just want to make it a fun thing that you can give gifts to your kids or to your nieces and nephews or maybe for yourself for Christmas.
Any limitations or I should say requirements? Like is it, you know, you donate 5 coats and you get entered, or is it you bring in a coat and you get an entry?
I think if you bring in a coat, then you get an entry. And so I guess if you have 5 coats, maybe space them out and bring one in a day for a couple of days. You know,
tell us a little bit more about the foundation itself and what your guys' goals are.
I guess the main goal from Cost Foundation is really we love all the projects that we do. We love doing coat drives. We did a sock drive down in Atlanta actually with the kid president. I'm not sure if you've heard of him. We really just try to find people that we really believe in and just kind of say, like, what do you want to do, and can we support you in that? So the Kyle's Foundation kind of operates in every city that he has played in so far. We support inner-city mission groups in Omaha, Nebraska, in Chicago, also in Philadelphia. And out in Utah, we build Wheelchair Answer Free for Families. So we've been kind of trying to think of more things we can do kind of back home. And the coat drive, we've done them before, and they've been great successes. And everybody needs to be warm in the winter. So we thought this would be Wade brought it up, and we thought, hey, this sounds awesome.
Well, obviously, Korver is a big-time basketball family and a big-time family here in the Pella community. A lot of you had basketball success, but Kyle's the one still playing. So does he have time to get really involved, or does he kind of leave that to you guys and maybe you specifically?
He always knows what's going on. But he does give a lot of freedom. I guess, you know, as he has empowered other people to do things in cities, he's also he's been very kind to me and has kind of empowered me to be able to be a part of lots of different things in different cities. So he gives a lot of freedom. And if you bring him a good idea that's well thought out, he generally says yes. We have a lot of fun doing it together.
All right. Again, we're here on Let's Talk Pella today with Clayton Korver, who's got a big event coming on that'll be going on for several weeks. So, Clayton, let's just remind people where are you guys located, what are you looking for, and when can they bring those donations?
So we're located at 720 Main Street. Not if it's North Main Street or Main Street. It's right by Smoky Row. We're sharing a store there this winter with Many Hands for Haiti, SACSOM, and Main Street Mission Ministries. And so we're going to be selling products there that also do good things all winter long. We decided to also have a coat drive there. And the coat drive is going to be benefiting Crossroads. So we want new coats or gently used coats, warm winter coats to keep everybody in Central Iowa warm this winter. And we'll be open all through Thanksgiving, except for Thanksgiving Day, and then every Thursday, Friday, Saturday until Christmas.
Well, I know, I guess it's kind of off subject, but not really. I know a lot of people like to follow Kyle in his career. So how's Kyle doing? Anything we should know about that?
He's playing well. The Hawks are good. I guess they were leading the league in assists per game, so that they really shared the ball well. They have a new coach. They might not have your superstars, but I've only got to watch them play once. It's not on TV all that much, but I've been told that there's a ton of fun to watch play basketball. It's just really good basketball. I think they're 7-5 right now, and he's starting, and he's playing well, and he's feeling healthy, so he's doing good.
Clayton, we appreciate your time. Anything else that we should know about this event or anything else you've got upcoming that maybe we could help you get the word out about?
Just stop on by the store. I know we all probably have an extra coat or two that is not, you know, too beat up that someone could probably really use this winter. So bring that by, and also stop by to check out all the products that all these groups have. They all do really good things with all the profits from all these products. It's a great place to do holiday shopping.
Special thanks again going out to Clayton Korver. This has been today's Let's Talk Pella. Stay tuned to the Marion County Midday Magazine. Today's official Weather Eye Meteorologist forecast is next.